Hey, Tony, did you go to South by Southwest?
Nope. Did you, Paul?
Heck no. All the music we need is right here in D.C. with Hometown Sounds.
Alvarado, who's your favorite? Stayed all night listening to Pavement. Oh, I miss what I miss, remember. Alvarado, what's the line between self and selfless love? Alvarado, who's your favorite? Stay all night, held to the pavement. Oh, you scared the hell out of me. Alvarado, say it loud from the top.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Hometown Sounds podcast, where we show you how DC rocks. That was a track called Alvar Aalto by the electronic artist Lewis Weeks. That's from his new album that's entitled Shift Away. And Lewis Weeks is actually the roommate of Steve Kolowich, who is the front dude of Stranger in the Alps, who we had last time. Big beard, nice sounds.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lyric early on, staying up late listening to Pavement. That's one of my favorite activities.
We can all relate.
How's it going, Paul?
It's good. How you doing, Tony?
All right. Two weekend nights of not great sleep. Saturday morning was the rock and roll marathon, so I was awakened early to a thunderous cover band located down the street from my house in D.C.
And it made you want to run?
No, actually, it made me seclude myself in a quieter part of the house and mainline some True Detective.
A lot of people doing that these days.
Yeah.
So next up on the Hometown Sounds podcast, we've got Tommy Sherrod, who is a recording engineer, does some stuff with the Sea Life and Humble Fire, also occasionally performs with Humble Fire. This song is called Shooting Blind, and it was recorded and mixed in 4 hours.
Impressive.
At an open house at Omega Studios in Rockville.
An open house?
Yeah.
I don't really know what that is. Like, usually it's you're either having a party or you're selling your house.
In this case, you're coming in and checking out the studio, and then the recording engineer is going to record a whole song. And
for 4 hours? That's very generous.
I know. It's pretty good. So you can download this song and a smattering of other tracks at Tommy's Bandcamp, which is tommysthoughts.bandcamp.com.
He thinks in music.
This is Shooting Blind.
Baby.
That was a band called Wise Eyes with a track called The Mist. Now, Wise Eyes, they are from Bowie, Maryland, and the only other person I've ever met from Bowie was someone I went to high school with, and he was a baton twirler. I don't know if he still twirls, but, you know. One thing about these guys is they really don't seem to like wearing shirts. And I guess it's great that at least they have that in common. Things don't get awkward, I suppose. But they've been doing a big Out West tour. I counted like 15 or 20 dates on their Facebook cover photo. You know, really, really cool. They sound like a more clean-cut Titus Andronicus. You know, that really rollicking, kind of punk, kind of country kind of thing.
Out West is a much better place to be these days if you don't like wearing a shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently we're going to get some snow tonight again. Ugh, the Sunday night snow. Really sick of it. As we discussed last time.
Yeah, this is kind of a running theme on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next up, I am bringing us back to the ska, as I like to do. This is Eastern Standard Time, one of my favorite ska bands. They've been around since the mid-90s, and it has been a while since they did a release. Their last one was 2005's full-length album, Tempest Fugit. But they have a brand new 7-inch single that's two songs, and we're going to play you the A-side from that 7-inch single called The Dragon. It's pretty awesome. Saw them play a show a week ago Friday at Tropicalia, and a really great spot. I think that is kind of the new home for ska music. They have that, I mean, it's called Tropicalia. They have that sort of vibe of reggae, rocksteady, ska. It works there, the world music, all of it. And, you know, crowds go there to hear shake that it. Stuff and expect that. Yeah, and right after they played, the DJ came on playing the reggae. It was perfect. It was a great show. Loved it. So here you go. Check it out. The Dragon.
Right on.
Up a two-song set of ska, rocksteady, reggae vibes there. That was The Shifters with a track called She's So Fine, which was the lead-off track from their 2012 EP In It! Exclamation point, which came out on 10-inch only, I believe. And I didn't have it for a while, and it was recently posted to their Bandcamp page for the sale for the tidy sum of $7. And I recommend it.
All right, so next, we're going to get back in the direction of some rock, and not just any rock, I guess maybe some sort of post-rock. This is the recording project of a one Jacob Gemmel. The project is called Wild Luck, and this is a track called Making Waves. So post-rock can kind of bore me sometimes, just, I don't know, the steady beats, the delayed, shimmery guitars. But what's cool about Wild Luck is things are a little peppier, so I feel a little more engaged. So at this time, Jacob Gemmel is currently in the midst of turning Wild Luck into a live act. I've been watching this guy for a couple of months now, and I am looking forward to seeing this guy and his new band perform live sometime soon in 2014. This is Wild Luck with Making Waves.
Living with or without you seemed to make good sense. All I needed was a hint, not some false pretense. We're the only ones awake, past and future are asleep. Out loud dreaming we walk on, quietly.
Was Unplugged by Exit Vehicles. Yes, Unplugged was the name of the track. I didn't really hear a hook, so that's why I went to the lengths to explain that to you. So that EP went up kind of recently, I think sometime in the last month or so, and they are doing a physical release show this Saturday, March 22nd, with Company Calls and Betsy and the Bicycles, who I know all those people, they're all so lovely. Mm. Okay. Exit Vehicles EP was produced by Don Zientera, owner of Inner Ear Studios, best known for his production work with Fugazi and Minor Threat. Now, I have something to say about Don Zientera recordings. Sometimes I will hear bands, I will know that that is a Don Zientera recording. This has happened to me with several other songs I've heard, and he just makes very distinct, very clear recordings, and it's just great work. And I don't know. I don't know what it is, how it is that I'm able to recognize these sonic characteristics. But, man, that makes me sound like much more of an audiophile than I think I actually am.
It's like the hidden sauce for the DC sound.
Oh, you like the sauce?
Yeah. So next, we have the Beanstalk Library. Yet another band that is playing on March 22nd. So you plugged Exit Vehicles' March 22nd show. I'm going to plug the Beanstalk Library's March 22nd show. They're playing at IOTA with Hometown Sounds faves Alex Vans and The Hideaway. I think that's a double headliner. So, that, you know, they're playing, the other band's playing. No opening bands. So this is a new song called Whiskey Mountain. This is a tribute to Sean Myers, who was a bass player for a band called Norman Rockwell. He passed away back in November of 2012. And Ryan, the singer from the Beanstalk Library, wrote this song as a tribute to Sean, and they recently recorded it and actually got members of Norman Rockwell to play on the recording, including Ben Hirsch, Joshua Johnston, and Nathan Reed. So here we go.
Took yourself out of this world, full steam ahead, full steam ahead. Friends and family calling you to turn around, but you kept on. Whiskey Mountain. when you can't stay long. I had a dream, the lights were dimmed, and you took the stage full steam ahead, full steam ahead. Everyone around putting the book down, but you turned the page, full steam.
Don't you want me back? was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. But even then I knew I'd find a much better place, either with or without you. The 5 years we've had such good times. I still love you, but now I think it's time I live my life on my own. I guess it's just what I must do. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you don't need me. It's much too late to find when you think you changed your mind. You'd better change it back, or we will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, oh? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, oh? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, oh?
Paul, what was that?
Well, I think most listeners probably recognized 1981, The Human League, Don't You Want Me? Classic, classic song. That was a new interpretation by Young Summer, hot new dream pop artist. That was actually the B-side of Young Summer's brand new single, Taken, that just came out. And I believe that Tony has a very special relationship with that song.
I do.
And certain versions of that song.
Yeah. Well, first off, I remember being a small child and hearing that song on the radio, and it was one of the first songs I remember having heard before. But also, that song got some renewed interest a few years back when John C. Reilly performed it on screen in a karaoke scene in the film Cyrus. And, you know, I have a big soft spot, hard on, soft hard, for John C. Reilly and all the bumbling characters that he plays. So, yeah, that was a cool rendition. You know, other artists might try to be humorous about the cover, but the very sad way that she did that was really great. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. So that almost takes us to the end of the Hometown Sounds podcast this week. So it's time for me to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or any other podcatching app that pleases you.
Podcatching?
Yes, it's the hot thing. There's all kind of apps. And seriously, if you love podcasts but you are stuck on that Apple Podcast app, it's not very good. There's many, many better apps out there. I use Instacast, Downcast, Pocket Casts.
Instacast, that's a name that rubs me the wrong way because it sounds like they're piggybacking off of Instagram.
And Instapaper. There's sort of a moratorium on apps that start with Insta because it sort of got out of hand for a little while. But anyway, you can also rate this podcast in the iTunes store. We like that. It's awesome. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Hometown Sounds. But, you know, I'm not so sold on Vine anymore.
Really?
I was putting little snippets of shows on Vine, but when you do that with Instagram, you get longer snippets, and I like that better. And I feel like Vine is for funny things, not bands. You do funny things on Vine.
I do.
Yeah.
I made a True Detective Vine the other day.
So you can check out our music video of the day every weekday or listen to our 24/7 music stream at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. You can also listen on your iPhone or Android smartphone or any other kind of smartphone, I guess Windows phone, some weird Chinese Baidu thing or whatever, using the free TuneIn app. If you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or sponsor the station, you can email me at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music.
And see them play live.
All over town. Also, buy their shirts. I am actually wearing a We Were Pirates t-shirt because I love buying music, but I don't love buying physical media anymore. And I feel like a lot of people are like that as well, that they don't, I mean, some people are, you know, have the vinyl, the 7 inches, that, you know, they love the totems from the albums that they love, but I love it all to be virtual. And so I'm on a shirt buying spree. When I see a band that I like and they're selling a shirt, gosh darn it, I'm buying a shirt.
It's an interesting idea. I'm thinking about skipping physical media for my band's next release.
Yeah.
Paul, your We Were Pirates shirt, it kind of looks like poles that have a bunch of fish on them.
I think it's trees.
Yeah, they like fish trees.
Well, they were pirates. So we got one last song for you on the Hometown Sounds podcast. This is by Evan J. Dice, whose performer name, I'm not sure how it's actually meant to be said. It's S times 5, or S asterisk 5, with two parentheses around the whole thing.
Sounds like a math problem.
Well, it actually looks like some sort of computer programming thing, which is, of course, what I do for my day job. So this is from Evan's album Images Volume 1, Violin, which is a collection of short improvisational compositions for solo electric violin, looped and affected. I believe that when Evan performs live, makes this, you know, sort of interesting sounding electronic music and does not use a laptop, which is pretty unique.
Bold.
In that whole world. So this is a free Bandcamp download. And Evan, some people who make the weird experimental electronic music.
The bleep bloops.
Yes. Some people give them creative names, interesting names. That's not for Evan. So this song is called 9-5-3. So I think this was probably recorded on September 5th, and it's the third song. The other tracks seem to be around September and October, so that's my thinking. But anyway, 9-5-3. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next time.